Hello, everybody. This is Elia from the Teen and Youth Services Department at the Yuma County Main Library. Today, I will be reading to you a book called Henry and the Yeti, written by Russell Ito. This book is published by Bloomsbury Books. We would like to thank the publisher as well as the author for allowing us to read you this book today. Let's listen. Henry loves Yetis. Yes, Yetis. Yet, nobody knows if Yetis actually exist. Yetis, says Henry's father. Nobody actually knows. But Henry is sure Yetis do exist. So he will go on an expedition to find one. Henry asks his principal if he can miss school to go on the expedition.
Yetis, says the principal. They don't exist. This is a school announcement. Henry is going on an expedition to find a Yeti.
Everybody laughs.
And if you do happen to see one, says the principal, don't forget to bring back some evidence.
Henry packs all the equipment he needs for the expedition. A waterproof hammock, a compass, a telescope, a climbing rope, and a camera to take pictures for the evidence. Now Henry is ready.
Remember, no staying up late, says Henry's father.
Henry is surprised that it's not that difficult finding his way to the mountains, but it is a long way out of the city, across an ocean, up a hill, over a river, and through a dense forest, all without staying up late, until the mountains. Henry climbs up one mountain after another, searching everywhere for a Yeti. But Henry finds nothing. There is no sign of a Yeti anywhere, not even a suspicious-looking footprint. Henry was sure Yetis do exist, but now he isn't so sure. Maybe he should just turn around and go right back.
Oh, Henry sees a Yeti. The Yeti sees Henry.
The Yeti is slightly bigger than Henry expects, and friendlier. Henry takes pictures of the Yeti for evidence. Then they play hide and seek. Now it is time for Henry to go home. Henry is surprised that it's more difficult knowing the way back, so he uses his compass to find the right way home.
Well, says Henry's father.
I didn't stay up late once, says Henry.
No, says Henry's father.
Did you see a Yeti?
Oh, yes, says Henry. Yetis do exist, and I've brought back the evidence.
Henry unpacks all his equipment. The climbing rope, the telescope, a compass, and a waterproof hammock.
Wait a minute. No camera.
No camera, says Henry.
No camera, no evidence, says Henry's father.
No evidence, says Henry.
No evidence, says the principal. Write me 10 million lines for making things up. Yetis indeed.
Everybody laughs. 10 million lines? What can Henry do now?
He's not making things up. He did see a Yeti. Yetis do exist. But nobody except his own father believes him.
Oh. Henry sees the Yeti again. The Yeti sees Henry.
The principal sees the Yeti. And everybody stops laughing.
Now the principal is lying down. The Yeti gives Henry back his camera. Henry is thinking he will probably not have to write 10 million lines after all. Henry loves Yetis. Yes, Yetis.